All right, so I want to welcome everyone and call to order this meeting of the Senate Committee on Public Employment and Retirement. As we have not yet had a quorum, we'll begin as a subcommittee, and I want to thank Senator Jackson for being here promptly. So please come on up, and we're hearing SB 221. Senator Jackson, thank you. Welcome.
This is a you snooze, you lose group, right? We're here. Thank you very much, Mr. Chair. I wanted to thank the committee for the technical amendments to the bill, which are now in print, and stipulate that this bill would apply to veterans hired on or after January 1, 2016, so that there's no concern about that, and also clarify that the California Department of Human Resources will be the overseeing department. And I think that those are two excellent suggestions and appreciate them. Today I present to you Senate Bill 221. It is a narrowly crafted bill that would provide disabled veterans who are just entering state employment with a one-time allocation of sick leave so they can attend VA and medical appointments for disabilities resulting from their time in military service. Newly hired state employees begin their careers with no sick leave. It has to be accrued, and it is accrued slowly after their first month of employment at the rate of 8 hours per month. As a result, disabled veterans who have recently started working for the state may not have sufficient leave time to attend to their medical care. They may be forced to take unpaid leave or cancel important appointments that we know that they should be taking to deal with whatever their employment, or I should say their veterans and service-related injuries have caused. And they struggle while juggling the demands of a disability along with those of a new job. VA appointments can be very hard to secure, sadly, and extremely difficult to reschedule, making it even more important that disabled veterans attend them. SB 221 would grant these new state employees who are 30% or more disabled a one-time transitional allocation of 96 hours of sick leave beginning on the first day of employment. Because this is meant as a transitional benefit, sick leave that is not used during that first year of employment would be forfeited. For these disabled veterans, this will mean an easier transition from military to state service, and for the state, this will mean a healthier and more productive workforce and a way to show our continued commitment and appreciation to the men and women who have served our country. And I would say that when I've discussed this bill with veterans groups and those families of veterans groups, this really resonates with them. It is most appreciated, and it's my honor and privilege to bring it to you today and ask for your vote.
Thank you very much. Witnesses in support.
Hello, Senators. Thank you for having me. My name is Dana Nickel with Pete Conaty and Associates. All of our veterans clients groups are in support of this. That would be the American Legion, AMVETS, California Association of County Veteran Service Officers, the Military Officers Association of America, the Veterans of Foreign Wars, the Vietnam Veterans of America, the California State Commanders Veterans Council. The senator covered all the points that I was going to bring up, and it's very good, but I want to state one more thing. It also behooves the state to let the federal government's VA system handle this care. We would not want the care to go unaddressed and then have it fall on the state system to take care of these veterans. And the VA healthcare system is specialized that they handle veterans and their unique problems. So I think it's better to try to give the veteran every opportunity to go have this care done through them. Thank you very much. And thank you, Senator, for bringing the bill.
Any other witnesses in support? Seeing none, witnesses in opposition? Seeing none, questions from committee members?
Senator Hall.
Okay, excellent. Just one brief question. So I understand that basically they get the 96 hours in the first year. And how much leave, how much time?
Sorry, Senator, did you say okay or no?
I wouldn't say no to you, Senator Hall. Of course. I'm delighted. Thank you. I think what I said was thank you.
Oh, okay.
Thank you. So just because I understand this is just for the first year. So during the first year, I assume they also accumulate some time for their first year service with the state, and that any time they take off would first come from that 96 hours And do you know how much time they would then have accumulated by the time they start their second year? Because they would have lost whatever time they had the first year. I'm just curious. Do you know?
Well, this is designed as essentially
right.
Providing. I can't think of the word at the moment, but this sort of gives them that first year's sick leave up front.
Right.
So if it's used up, they then my understanding is that they start again the second year accumulating. If they I see what your point is, that if they accumulated, if they normally accumulated it, then they could bring it to them going forward. That's a good question. I don't really.
They should have 88 hours after the first year.
Perhaps
they would have 88 hours after the first
excellent.
Year. That's
excellent. Okay, so basically, this would give them a
They would have 96.
They would have another 96 for the second. Okay, excellent. So okay. I just want to thank you so much.
No,
I think it's a wonderful bill and very important to help be sure our vets are off to a good start and are able to get the care they need.
Right.
So I appreciate that. Okay. Since we do not yet have a quorum, we are unable to actually move or vote on this bill, but would you like to close?
Just thank you for your consideration. Thank Senator Hall for joining on the bill, and thank you for the good work you've done. This is, you know, it seems it's a small thing, but for our returning veterans who are just starting in state service, this really is sort of an additional bridge that they need to get them back working productively and having good and quality lives going forward. So I thank you for your support and ask for your aye vote.
Thank you. Thank you so very much. I look forward to taking it up when we have a quorum. And sergeants, I assume you've been calling the offices. Okay. Senator Hall, would you mind taking over the gavel while I present my bill?
My pleasure.
Thank you.
All right, Mr. Chairman, SB 292.
Yes, thank you. Thank you, Chair. SB 292 clarifies a conflict that currently exists with the traditional use of a decades-old voter-approved pension tax levies, often at the county government, and a requirement in the Public Employees Pension Reform Act, or PEPRA. These tax levies actually exist in 24 cities and one county. And they were enacted by voters for the purpose of paying pension costs prior to the passage of Prop 13 in 1978. But even though Prop 13 limited property taxes, these pension levies were grandfathered under Prop 13. And traditionally, these levies have been used to pay the entire pension cost, including both the employer and the employee shares. Unfortunately, PEPRA inadvertently created conflict with these voter-approved levies by requiring new employees subject to PEPRA, to pay an employee contribution of 50% of the actual normal cost of the respective pension plans. SB 292 resolves this conflict by creating exemption from the employee contribution requirement in cities and counties with these voter-approved levies. Basically, what could happen is that because of PEPRA, actually, the counties and cities may actually, even though they have funds coming from these levies, may actually find themselves having to spend more general funds because, for example, in collective bargaining negotiation, since if the employees are forced to pay 50%, even though they have those other funds, that will then put salary pressures and other things above. Finally, SB 292 does not prohibit these local employers from bargaining with employees over contribution rates, and I think that's very important. These employers always have always had and will continue to have under this bill the ability to bargain with employees over the employee contribution amounts. SB 292 simply creates an exemption from the PEPRA requirement in the matter of employee contributions, allowing these localities to retain the flexibility they've had for decades in funding their benefit costs. And I respectfully ask for your aye vote, and I have witnesses in support. Thank you.
Thank you. Before we move forward to the witnesses in support, can we establish a quorum?
Yes.
Madam Secretary, please call the roll.
Penn.
Here.
Penn present. Morrell.
Here.
Morrell here. Bell. Fuller. Hall.
Here.
All here.
Okay, quorum has been established, and yes.
Mr. Chair, members, Randy Perry with Aaron Reed and Associates on behalf of PORAC, co-sponsors of the bill. One of the stated intents of the governor and the legislature when they passed PEPRA was to try and save local governments' revenues. The impact of PEPRA on these 24 cities and one county, though, actually has the opposite effect where Currently, they are spending little to no money out of their general fund for pension costs. This will now, PEPRA will force them to now pay that amount of money. So it's an oversight. We've met with the administration on it more than once, and they just said, you know, keep working on it, and we'll try and get you an answer. But we're going to push the bill and get them all the information they need to sign.
Thank you for your testimony. Lou.
Mr. Chairman, member. This is Christy Bauma with the California Professional Firefighters. We are also pleased to be co-sponsors of this measure. I think all I could add is that for sure two cities of those 24 that were mentioned have their own charter systems, so they can continue to spend their levies as they decide. But all the other cities listed in county would be bound by the provisions of PEPRA, and it bears repeating that the localities under their local ordinances determine how those pension dollars get spent. So it's still absolutely up to the local governments of how they spend those and whether they use them for employee contributions. We urge your support.
Thank you so much for your testimony. Any other witnesses in support, please come forward. Thank you. You can just state your name and your position.
Libby Sanchez on behalf of Laborers Local 777 and 792 in strong support of this.
All right. Thank you for your testimony. Any other witnesses in support? Any witnesses in opposition? Mr. Chair, would you like to close?
I respectfully ask for an aye vote. Thank you.
All right. Very good. If someone can sneak outside and ask the senator if he can come in for a vote, please. Okay.
I guess we can take a vote. We already established a quorum.
We established a quorum, but then we'll just hold the roll open.
Yeah, we'll just hold the roll.
All right, let's, I'll move.
Thank you.
I'll move. Is that appropriate? Yes. As a chair? All right, I'll move the bill. And roll call, please.
Motion is due pass. Pan.
Aye.
Pan, aye. Morrell. Bell. Fuller. Hall.
Aye.
Hall, aye.
All right, you have two. You need one more, and we'll keep that open.
All right.
And then you'll call the other one, and we're good, I think, right?
So far, we're just calling. So we can get your votes in?
Yes.
Perfect.
Okay. All right. So we have that roll open. So I'm going to also bring up SB 221 by Senator Jackson. There's a motion. Secretary, please call the roll.
Motion is due pass to Appropriations Committee. Pan.
Aye.
Pan, aye. Morrell. Bell. Fuller. Hall.
Aye.
Hall, aye.
Okay. And then finally, we have on the consent calendar, SB 354 by Huff. Is there a motion to approve this? Okay, it's been moved. Secretary, please call the roll. Again, this is SB 354 on consent calendar by Huff.
Motion is due pass to Appropriations Consent Calendar. Pan.
Aye.
Pan, aye. Morrell.
Aye.
Morrell, aye. Bell. Fuller. Hall.
Aye.
Hall, aye.
Okay, so we'll put that on call as well, but that's three. All right. Well, three items on call, but since I will bring up the other two, so you can go ahead and vote on those if you wish, and then I'll still keep the roll on call. So, item number one, SB 221 by Senator Jackson, on veterans and sick leave. Secretary, please call the roll.
The current vote is 2-0. The motion is due pass to Appropriations Committee. Morrell.
Yes, aye.
Morrell, aye.
Okay, we'll leave that on call. And then item number two, SB 292 by Pan on public employee retirement contributions. Secretary, please call the roll.
The current vote is 2-0. The motion is due pass. Morrell?
No.
Morrell, no.
Okay. So we'll leave that on call as well. Wait, additional members. Thank you, Senator Morrell. Okay, Senator Fuller, we have three items. They're all on call, of course. If you just, we'll just roll through them again so you can have a chance to vote. Okay, item number one is SB 221 by Senator Jackson. That's on state public employee sick leave for veterans. Secretary, please call the roll.
The current vote is 3-0. The motion is due pass to Appropriations Committee. Fuller.
Aye.
Fuller, aye.
Next item is item number two, SB 292 by PAN on public employment retiree contributions. Secretary, please call the roll.
The current vote is 2-1. The motion is due pass. Fuller. Okay. Fuller, no.
Okay. And then finally, item number three is on the consent calendar. That's SB 354 by Huff. Secretary, please call the roll.
The current vote is 3-0. The motion is due pass to Appropriations Consent Calendar. Fuller. Fuller, aye.
Okay. Thank you. You'll leave the items on call. Thanks very much, Senator Fuller. Thank you, Senator Bell. We've actually heard testimony on all three items. Well, actually, two items, and one was on consent. So we're just going to go ahead and do the votes if you have any questions. So thank you. Item number one is SB 221 by Senator Jackson. That's State Public Employees Sick Leave Veterans. Secretary, please call the roll.
The current vote is 4-0. The motion is due pass to Appropriations Committee. Bell.
Aye.
Bell, aye.
That passes out 5-0. Next item is item number two, SB 292 by PAN, Public Employment Employee Retirement Contribution. Secretary, please call the roll.
The current vote is 2-2. The motion is due pass. Bell.
Aye.
Bell, aye.
Thank you. That passes 3-2. Thank you. And then finally, the last item is the consent calendar, which is as one item, SB 354 by Huff. Secretary, please call the roll.
The current vote is 4-0. The motion is due pass to Appropriations Consent Calendar. Bell. Bell, aye.
Okay, that's out 5-0. Thank you so very much. With that, seeing no other items on business, the Committee on Public Employment and Retirement is adjourned.